please eat some breakfast?
No, I'm not hungry.
Well, you didn't eat any dinner last night. Really, just picked up.
Well, I can't help it. I'm getting appetite. What time is it?
7:30, and Betsy hasn't had her breakfast, and she dawdles over it. So, Betsy, for goodness sake, get down here and eat, dear. School bus will be here, and you won't be ready.
Mother ought to be here by 8 o'clock if she caught the early bus, and she said she would.
Now, look, when she gets here, don't start ranting and raving. Let her talk. I know you. You'll get all excited, and that will get her excited.
Now,
and
I just
suggest,
let me
dear,
do it.
Can I borrow a couple of eggs?
Oh, hi, Elmer.
Come
in, sure. Here, I got plenty of eggs.
Good morning to you.
Oh, good morning. Excuse me, I'll finish my coffee in the other room.
Well, what's the matter with him? Am I suddenly poisoned or something?
Oh, no, no. It's nothing to do with you, Elmer. He's rather upset.
What's the trouble?
Well, don't say anything about this to anybody now.
No, you know me. Who would I tell it to?
Well, what is it? Well, he might get sent to South America on business, so he wrote away for his birth certificate, and it arrived yesterday.
Yes?
Well, the birth date, parents' names, and hospital were all correct, but his name was listed as A.Z. Percy Piper.
A.Z.? I never heard of a name like that.
No. The initials, just the initials, A and Z, and then the name Percy. A.Z. Percy Piper.
You mean his folks just really gave him initials?
Well, we don't know. He called his mother, and she got sort of hysterical that he'd found out.
Why?
We don't know. It's all very mysterious for some reason. She didn't want him to tell his father he'd found out.
Why? Wouldn't his father know anyhow?
Well, you'd think so. And since we always thought his middle name was Preston, naturally he's upset to think it might be Percy.
Haven't yet.
Oh, don't let him hear you laughing. He might know we're talking about it. Anyhow, what's wrong with Percy?
Oh, nothing, but it doesn't seem to suit him. What I don't understand...
Well, there's no sense asking questions, Eleanor. We don't understand any of it either. His mother's coming over on the bus from Dodge Center this morning. Honestly, everything happens at once. I've got to get Betsy off to school the first day, you know, and I'm still trying to pack up to move, and now this...
Well, it sounds fascinating. Let me know what happens.
Here, Mother, here.
Darling, now, for goodness sake, let your mother catch her breath. Don't light into her the minute she walks in the door.
Yeah, all right. I'm sorry. But, it's been 24 hours since my birth certificate arrived in the mail. I want an explanation of this. All right, now, Mother, here it is. Look at that. A.Z. Percy Piper.
Yes, I see it.
Well, is that correct? Is it?
Yes.
You mean I have no real name, in other words? Just two initials? A and Z, and then Percy? Is it? Is that correct?
I'm not going to talk to you at all if you're going to stand there and wave that paper in my face and yell at me. Sit down, dear.
All right. I am now seated. Now, will you please answer me, Mother? Is that correct?
Yes, Sonny, it is.
Sonny, you see, I suppose that's why everybody in the family always called me Sonny. I never really had a name.
Of course you have a name, dear, just because it's not listed on your birth certificate.
A man wants to know that he has legally got a name. That's
why
not unreasonable.
Why don't you let your mother explain us about it?
Well, of course, he's getting me all upset all over again.
Oh.
I didn't sleep a wink last night. I always meant to tell you all about this, but there never seemed to be time for it somehow. And I knew that when I did, there'd be a terribly family row about it. And there will be.
Why?
I'd better start at the beginning. Your father and I could not agree on a name for you when you were born.
Well, I can understand that. We haven't agreed on a name for our baby, dear. So you can see your parents went through the same thing.
I thought you were going to name him Chauncey after Dad.
Well, we
are not naming him Chauncey.
Let's not go into that again now. We're discussing something else.
Well, it's really not something else because actually Dad wanted you named Chauncey Preston Piper. Well, I didn't want you named Chauncey.
Well, then why are you also insisting on our naming our son that?
Well, that's quite different. He's a grandson and we don't live together. Father and son, who are named alike, people start saying old Chauncey and young Chauncey. And I don't like that at all. And I certainly wasn't going to have you named Preston.
Well, why? It was Grandmother's name, wasn't it?
Your father's mother.
Yes.
Well, I certainly wasn't going to name you after her family.
Why?
I just wouldn't, that's all. And that's all I'm going to say.
Mother, look, for Pete's sake, I am trying to find out...
Darling, now don't sit down. But... Now, don't get excited.
All right,
down.
I am sit sitting down. Now, look, all down. I want to know, Mother, is the meaning of this birth certificate.
Well, I'm trying to explain.
But
you had me so upset ever since you called yesterday, and it just seemed everything happened at once. I was over at the Jensen sisters, and we were just sitting there talking when all of a sudden there was this terrible crackling sound. And my gracious, this lovely old apple tree of theirs just toppled over. Just crashed to the ground.
My goodness, you mean there was a storm?
No, not a breath of wind. The sun was shining. Well, we all ran out in the yard, and old Mr. Tolkien came running, and well, you know what he said it was? Carpenter ants.
No.
Yes. Carpenter ants had apparently just chewed out the inside of this lovely old apple tree.
Mother, Mike, I don't care about carpenter ants and lovely old apple trees right now.
I guess you would if it happened to be one of your trees.
Mother, all right, I guess I would if it happened to be one of my trees, but it isn't one of my...
Oh, you never have had the same feeling about outdoor things the way your father and I have. Why, I remember when we lost that beautiful old oak tree in the storm.
Mother...
Why, you went right back to sleep. But your father and I stayed awake all night talking about it. We felt as though we'd lost one of the family, you know.
Yes, I think you can get very fond of trees. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we love that oak tree. We were just sick when we lost it.
Look, Mother, I love trees, too, especially family trees. Now, I would like to know about my name, if I could get back on the subject. Now,
yes,
look,
here, now, sit
all
down.
Right, all
sit
right,
down.
I am. Now, Dad wanted me named Chauncey Preston, and you did not. Now, is that right?
Oh, yes, and we had a terrible quarrel about it. Really, one of the only real quarrels we ever had. There hadn't been a boy in my family in years, and I wanted to name you. But then, of course, all my family had ideas about names for you, too. And they quarreled about it. Well, I don't suppose I should even use the word quarrel. Well, just let's say nobody could agree.
Mother, what did everybody want to name? I mean, Aunt Effie and all the rest.
Effie wanted to name you Burgess, after Uncle Burgess.
Burgess? Golly,
Burgess. Uncle Burgess said he never liked his name. He thought you should be named Marco.
Named what?
Marco. Oh, I remember
did
so
you say
well.
Say Marco?
Yes, after Marco Polo. Well, I
should be named after Marco Polo. When Sam Hill would I be called after Marco Polo?
You know your Uncle Burgess.
He
well, he's a history teacher, and he always loved the story of Marco Polo. He even wrote a biography of him. You know, Marco Polo was a great adventurer centuries ago when he went to China.
Yeah, I know who Marco Polo is, Mother.
We thought that was silly. Then your great Aunt Bertha wrote to us, and you know, the one with all the money. And she thought you should have a biblical name, like Adam or Ezekiel. I think that were the names she wanted. But I said I thought if we did name you what she wanted, it would look as though we hoped she'd leave her money to you. And I didn't feel that we...
Mother, I'm sorry, but what did you want to name me?
I wanted to name you William Henry Richard Albert de Percy Piper.
Oh, well, you see, dear, that's where you...
Wait a minute. Why so many names? I mean, and what is this Percy business?
Oh, my family all agreed on the middle name of Percy.
Percy? Why Percy?
But that's our family name.
Well, what are you talking about? I never heard of it.
Well, my family has never bragged about their ancestors the way certain other people do. I won't mention any names.
Now, look, Mother. Mother, I think it would be best if you just told me everything about all this.
No, I don't believe in talking about people.
Well,
I'll only say this. Nobody could agree on what to name you. And it got so certain people weren't speaking to certain other people. And believe me, when you all live in the same small town, both families, things get pretty difficult when half of them aren't speaking to the other.
Yes, all right, so?
Well, it was your Aunt Effie's idea. She said, just give him initials. Then when he grows up, he can choose his own name.
But A and Z, why the initial Z?
It wasn't really that. What we really meant was that you could pick anything from A to Z.
Why don't I fix some
coffee? I think
we could all use some. Pick anything from A. Is my family start staring crazy?
Yes, we really were. And finally, I didn't tell the Prestons anything about it. I just plum had you registered as A.D. Percy Piper. And I had you baptized the same way. And you can thank me that you carry the great name of Percy, inherited from William de Percy of France, who helped William the Conqueror defeat England at the Battle of Hastings.
I don't understand.
And that is the whole story why your birth certificate says A.Z. Percy Piper. Well, what your father and your family are going to say if they find out, don't tell them. If you love me, Sonny, promise you won't say a word to stir up trouble in the two families.
Now, look, I am not going to promise anything because it certainly doesn't sound like the whole story to me. Now, look here, Mother. Now, look, I want to know...
I'm not going to say any more about it. I don't believe in talking about people. Just thank your lucky stars you're a Percy instead of a Preston. Now, I'm going to fix some coffee.
No.
You're right, dear. I think we can order some.
Mother, wait a minute. Will you tell me what has the Battle of Hastings got to do with my name?
I don't think it's the Battle of Hastings so much as the battle of something else. I guess it's news to you, darling, but your mama has had mother-in-law trouble.